You're truly unique, and so are your healthcare needs. So don't you deserve your own totally personalized plan for healthy living? Well, at Village Green Apothecary, they think you do, and they want to give you a customized healthy living plan that's as unique as you are. Their pharmacist, nutritionist, naturopathic doctor, and clinical herbalist are ready to help you develop your essentials of living plan today. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com or call them at 301-530-0800.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. Don't forget, we're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in every week. We're always covering a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness. Always got great shows lined up for you. Today is absolutely no exception. And don't forget, if you're tuning in or you have friends that want to listen out of state and can't pick up the signal locally, or you're not in your car or you're in your office and want to pick it up, you can always go to www.money1260.com and stream the show for absolutely free live on Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. You can also go to www.myvillagegreen.com and download any of our previous shows that are archived there for absolutely free. Got over 2 years of show topics lined up for you. Great array of topics related to health and wellness. Really a wealth of information there with all of our great experts and special guests. So don't forget to utilize that great piece of resource. We got a great show, as I said, lined up for you today. We got a lot of things to cover. Just want to give a heads up. In a couple weeks, I'm going to have a great show lined up for you, of course. Jordan Rubin, who's a pretty well-known guy in the whole wealth and health and wellness industry, he's the founder of Garden of Life products. So it's going to be a good show. He's always an interesting guest to have on, always has a lot to say. We're going to be talking about some raw food supplements, some cleansing supplements, and protein stuff. I mean, he's really kind of been a little bit at the leader of a leader at the health and wellness nutraceutical industry. So, you know, he's a pretty well-known guest, and it should be a really good show. So don't forget to tune in or download it once we archive it about a week or so after the show airs in a couple weeks. That'll be May 4th. So don't forget to tune into that one. Today, we're going to be talking about lots of interesting stuff. We're going to start the show off by talking to a local chiropractor who's going to be talking to us about some really exciting therapies that he does, non-surgical spinal decompression, which seems to get unbelievable results for helping people with back pain and neck pain. Really one of the most remarkable things I've seen for helping people get out of pain. And I love any kind of non-surgical option. I see so many people, and if you go to any kind of pain clinic or back clinic or anything like that, you're going to see ton and ton of people with failed back surgeries. They maybe have had 3, 4, 5 back surgeries, none of them giving them the relief that they need. And every time you go in for that surgery, I mean, you're cutting the back open, you're getting your risk of going under anesthesia, you have recovery time, you have risk of infection, you have scar tissue that accumulates, significant expenses associated with these surgeries, not just for an individual person, but through our whole healthcare system. So anytime you can come up with a non-surgical option that's actually effective, it's really, really remarkable. So I'm very excited to have him sharing with us some of the things that he does in his practice, and he's a local resource. So anybody here who is local, definitely a name you want to write down and have on hand if you ever end up in pain with your back or know somebody that is having back pain issues. In the rest of the show, we're going to be talking about some nutritional issues associated with pain management. And I also got a lot of interesting stuff that's hot in the news right now that I'd like to cover, things related to Avandia, which I talked about a couple weeks ago. Some really interesting information that people need to know about common toxic ingredients that they're going to find in their soaps. It's under new speculation and new investigation by the FDA. Might end up getting pulled from the market. Kids are exposed to it in huge amounts. Really some interesting stuff coming out that you need to know about so you know what to avoid. So let's kick the show off by bringing on my special guest. Dr. Avram Weinberg is a chiropractor. He's been working here in the Rockville area for over 25 years, so he's really got a lot of experience. He's written a book called The Healthy Alternative. He's been basically working in the chiropractic field for a long time, helping people with health and wellness, doing nutritional coaching as well as physical therapy techniques and, you know, standard chiropractic techniques. But he's going to share with us some of the stuff he's doing with spinal decompression. Dr. Weinberg, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Becerra.
Maybe you can start off by telling us where your practice is located and how people might get in touch with you if they're interested in learning more about what you're doing there.
Okay. The name of our practice is Health Source Progressive Rehab of Rockville, and we're located in Rockville, Maryland. And our office is right behind White Flint Mall and the White Flint Shopping Plaza, which is right off of Nicholson Lane and Rockville Pike.
Yeah, I think most local people would know where White Flint Mall is, so that's a nice, convenient location.
I'll give the phone number if anybody wants it.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's 301-231-5055.
Okay, great. So, you know, give us a little bit about your history. You've been doing chiropractic work for 25 years now in the area?
Yes, yes. I graduated from the University of Pittsburgh and then went on for my doctorate degree at Logan University, which is in St. Louis, Missouri. And then I did a externship at the Gonstead Clinic, which is in Wisconsin, Mount Horb, Wisconsin. And then shortly after, I moved here to the Washington, D.C. area. And I've been in Rockville ever since and have been very happy. I love the area, love the people.
Great. So, I mean, what we're going to be talking about today, and I think it's been about for about 8 years or so, you've been doing this sort of newer treatment, the spinal decompression for pain relief, correct?
Yes.
So what got you into that?
Well, I had been treating many, many types of back conditions and having good success with a lot of them, but not having good success with certain conditions, most notably herniated bulging discs and stenosis of the spine and degenerative disc disease of the spine.
Right. So, I mean, a lot of people know that if they're having back pain, a chiropractor is definitely a great place to go. And although there's lots and lots of really great things you can do for people, sometimes there are conditions where chiropractic or whatever it might be just doesn't get the job done.
Exactly.
Yep.
And, you know, we'd be able to give the patients relief, but it was on a temporary basis,
right,
using those, you know, more traditional methods. And I was always looking for an answer that was non-surgical and did not involve shots and pills.
Yep.
So I had been practicing for many years doing it this way and just wasn't getting the results that I wanted, so I kept doing research on this, and then I happened to come across non-surgical spinal decompression and talked to a lot of experts on this around the country, started reading the research articles on it, et cetera, and then finally, you know, said, okay, I'm going to purchase one of these machines. It's a huge machine. It's almost as large as a MRI machine, but it's totally open.
Mm-hmm.
It's not closed in. It's a computerized machine, and it basically does all the work for you. But we've had great results with it. We're able to treat a number of different conditions in both the cervical spine and the lumbar spine, the neck and the lower back, and relieve people of their debilitating pain from bulging, herniated, degenerative, or ruptured discs, sciatica, posterior facet syndrome, which is a form of arthritis in the spine. Spinal stenosis is where the spinal canal is starting to close down onto the spinal cord and the nerve roots. And then we also have surgeons that send patients to us for what's called failed back surgery.
Right, which I talked a little bit about at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
And these are people that have just been through surgical procedure after surgical procedure and still aren't getting the kind of relief that they're looking for.
Exactly. We see quite a few people like that, and they do get results with this treatment.
Yeah, I mean, I was absolutely astounded. I mean, I was great to see that you were, going to be a guest on the show. I was very excited about that. I mean, the experiences that I've heard have all been secondhand, but these are other physicians that I know in the community and other patients that I've worked with who literally have told me that, you know, their back went out with a problem and they were laid up in the hospital, unable to move, told that the only way they were going to get any kind of relief was surgery. And because of, you know, their philosophy of not necessarily wanting to rush to a surgical procedure, they found somebody who was using these spinal decompression techniques and were able to get totally back on their feet again and pretty much pain-free without ever getting under the knife, which is, you know, the options that most people are given when they're having that kind of back pain, and when doctors are doing the imaging and looking at their discs and looking at the stenosis or looking at the problems going on, they're being told that pretty much they need to get under some kind of knife or get under some kind of pretty aggressive pain management type of treatment protocol in order to get some relief. And it just amazed me that something non-surgical, non-painful, you know, could be as effective.
Yes. And our goal is to not only get the patient out of pain, everybody wants to get out of pain, but to also restore the patient's function, to get them back to doing the things that they enjoy doing, getting their quality of life back. You know, if they enjoy playing golf, we're striving to get them back onto that golf course, or if they enjoy taking long walks, picking up their grandchildren and playing with them, whatever it might be, we're trying to get that quality of life back. So we do other things in association with the non-surgical spinal decompression to really make sure that the stabilizing muscles around the discs are being reinforced, and in a non-surgical way, of course.
Sure.
Using chiropractic and using rehab to do that. So we really try to bring the person back to what's considered a normal life for them.
Gotcha. So looking at it from a more holistic approach, of course, you can use the techniques to help stabilize the disc or the hernia and get the person out of pain, but how long is it going to last, or what other benefits can you get them as far as beyond just getting them out of pain if you stabilize the muscles, do the proper rehab, get them, you know, maybe losing some weight if they're overweight, get them, get their bodies back where they should be to really enjoy a level of health that they weren't enjoying before?
Yes, we'll talk to them about nutritional aspects of their life, everything from A to Z to try to enhance the quality of their life.
That's great. Okay, so Dr. Weinberg, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, what I want you to explain to the audience is, you know, who would be a good candidate? What kind of patients are you seeing? You've already described a little bit about that. And I want you to explain a little bit more about how the machine actually works, what the experience is like for the patient, and then physiologically, you know, how is this working in the body, and how can something that's seemingly possibly so simple get such astounding results? So when we come back from the break, guys, we're going to be covering those topics. Don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passeraro with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back in just a minute.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a MegaFood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-848. 2542.
Bridging the gap between naturaceuticals and pharmaceuticals, that's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulas, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Ask your functional medicine consultant for complete details. For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant that supports heart function, energy production, immune response, and protects against damage from free radicals. Aging reduces our ability to absorb CoQ10 from our diet, and taking a highly absorbable CoQ10 supplement is key to ensuring optimal levels within the body. So don't just settle for any CoQ10 supplement. Ask specifically for Gero Formula's QH Absorb at Village Green Apothecary. Or for more information on QH Absorb, go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in highly absorbable, bioavailable CoQ10 supplements.
Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. Those special, hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary. Come in and see them soon.
Good morning and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260. We're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to tune in or stream us live over your internet connection by going to www.money1260.com or listen to our previous shows that are archived for you for absolutely free and put up on www.myvillagegreen.com. Today we are talking about, or we've started off the show talking about some really revolutionary ways to help minimize back pain related issues non-surgically. And this is a huge, huge issue. There are so many people walking around with pain, having back pain issues. Their back claims that their back went out. They've been told they have herniated discs. They've been told they have stenosis. They've been told they've had all sorts of problems with their back. And the options that are on the table, usually for these people, are not all that great. It might be pain-dulling medication, which is not a great option. It may be cortisone injections or other types of injectable therapies to help numb the pain or desensitize the nerves that's transmitting the pain. In worst-case scenarios, it might be full-on surgeries to fuse discs or deal with herniated or to fuse vertebrae or deal with herniated discs. And as Dr. Weinberg, my special guest on the phone today, was talking about, in his practice, he gets a lot of people that are failed back surgery candidates. And this, unfortunately, is way too high of a population. A lot of people, even though they've had surgery for their back issues, do not get the pain relief. So, Dr. Weinberg, thanks for being on the show today. Again, thank you and for sharing all your expertise with us.
You're welcome.
So, we touched on it a little bit just briefly in the previous segment regarding who might be a good candidate. I mean, what kind of patients do you see who you think or, you know, might be a good candidate for getting this decompression technique?
Well, typically we are seeing patients who have chronic back pain with or without sciatica pain involving the nerve going into their buttock, their hip, or their leg, or the nerve coming out of their cervical spine, their neck, and radiating into their shoulder blade, or down their arm.
Now, do you see more low back issues or more cervical issues? Because most of the people that I encounter, it's usually a low back issue, but there's plenty of people out there with neck issues.
Yeah, I think the statistic is that 84% of the population suffers or has suffered from lower back pain. So, yes, the lower back pain definitely outweighs the cervical spine pain, at least for these particular types of issues. There are other things going on in the cervical spine that we can address another time, involving how people sit at their computers and so forth, and the type of forces that they put onto their neck. But as far as conditions involving the bulging, herniated, degenerative discs, the stenosis, and the arthritic conditions of the spine, that's where the non-surgical spinal decompression would come into play.
And, I mean, are most of the people that you're seeing, you know, if they were rating their pain level 1 through 10, 1 being hardly existent, 10 being the worst, I mean, are they 10 out of 10s? Are these people with sometimes just with lower levels of chronic pain, you know, maybe a 4 or 5, but it's just there every day?
Yeah, it really runs the spectrum. We have a number of people who just, they're having pain that's really affecting, as I mentioned before, their quality of life. They maybe get just a couple hours of sleep at night because of the pain, or they can't. They're always just fidgeting and moving around in their chair at work because of back pain, and they can't get work done, they can't concentrate, or they can no longer play an athletic activity of theirs. And sometimes that pain can be pretty severe. And some of those people are in severe pain much more constantly throughout the day. But then you also have the people with the low-level pain who are just sick and tired of it. They realize that, or at least they notice that as time's going on, their pain is becoming more constant.
Right.
Or it's starting to creep up and become more and more severe, you know, going from that low level to another phase. And then that, of course, alarms them, and they don't want to live with it anymore because they realize it's just like having a problem with your car. It's not going away, and, you know, eventually smoke's going to come out of the engine.
Right. And so if they're not coming to you for this kind of stuff, what kind of options are they getting elsewhere? I mean, what are the standard of care sort of approaches for dealing with this kind of back pain if they're just entering into the traditional medical system, going to their regular doctor and saying, I got this terrible back pain, I can't deal with it anymore? I mean, what kind of options are they looking at?
For most people, what I see is they start out with their primary care doctor, who primary care doctors are extremely intelligent, they're great at what they do. But when it comes to, you know, chronic pain, back pain, things like that, they tend to say, let's try some medication first and see how that works. Anti-inflammatories, pain relievers, muscle relievers, et cetera. And that's their first line of defense. So let's assume that the problem's more complicated and those things aren't helping the patient. The next step then is, well, let's try physical therapy, see if by strengthening your muscles and loosening some things up, that will help, and or chiropractic care, of course, to help realign the spine better, take some of the pressure off the nerves in that manner, and also maybe get the physical therapy through the chiropractic care. If that isn't working for them, then the next step typically is what's called epidural blocks, which are very powerful shots that are administered right into the dorsal sac of the spinal cord along the nerve root. And if that doesn't work, then surgery is being suggested.
With the epidural shots, do you know how long they last typically for a person or how effective they are?
Well, they're supposed to last around 6 to 8 weeks, okay? If it's a minor problem, then they can last much longer, but some people, they don't do anything.
They don't make a dent. They
don't make a dent, or they just last a couple days, and they're right back to where they started. So
okay, and then when that...
It's a whole mixed bag there.
And then if that fails, it's a surgical option is what's left on the table usually.
Unless their doctor's referring them over to someone like myself.
Well, yes.
But, yeah.
which we would hope that they do. So let's explain maybe. So we've talked about, you know, what the traditional approaches would be, and people can kind of get their heads around those things would work, physical therapy, medications, some injections of epidural stuff to kind of shut the nerve signaling down. How does this system work? What's the concept behind it, and what would someone expect to experience if they came into you and said, listen, I don't want those options, or those options failed for me. I want you to treat me. You know, what can they expect?
Well, non-surgical decompression addresses the functional and mechanical aspects of discogenic pain and disease in the spine. And basically, what it does is it creates an unloading and a distraction force into the disc simultaneously. This is what the machine does. And it's able to then create what's called a negative vacuum effect into the disc. Now, let's assume it is a disc problem that we're dealing with here. But a disc, which is in between the vertebrae, is made out of cartilage. And inside that cartilage is the nucleus of the disc, which is a jelly-like material. And then there's water, oxygen, other nutrients inside the disc. And the disc has a certain amount of pressure, which allows it to maintain its shape and its composure. And that pressure, that force that's inside the disc, keeps everything stable and allows the disc to act as a shock absorber for the spine. and as an accessory ligament for the spine, et cetera. Now, I call it the jelly donut effect, but if you started to increase pressure into that disc area, just like if you increased pressure onto a jelly donut, the jelly would start to squirt out. And that's what happens, is that nucleus, that jelly-like material that's in the middle of the disc, will start to come out. It's being forced out, basically.
Right, which is a herniated disc situation.
Yes. And it forces out right onto what's there is an opening where the nerve root that exits mm-hmm. your spinal cord is. So it forces out onto that nerve root. And that's ultimately what creates most of the pain for the patient, is getting pressure onto that nerve.
Mm-hmm.
By this material coming out onto it. Now, the water and other nutrients also will start to come out, and then the disc will start to degenerate. It will start to collapse. And that makes that opening where that nerve comes through even smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're getting even more pressure onto the nerve, and it becomes a whole biomechanical effect that creates a downward spiral for the patient and puts them into a further pain pattern, which really, you know, there's not much that can be done to get them out of that pain pattern other than correcting what caused it to begin with.
Sure.
The shots and pills won't do that.
Sure. So how does this system's able to restore the herniated disc back to its proper spot? Is that sort of the concept behind it?
Yeah, it actually reverses the pressure that's inside the disc versus outside the disc, creates this negative vacuum effect, and it sucks the material back in. I tell people it's like putting a toilet plunger to a stopped up toilet, and you're mm-hmm. pumping, and that's basically what you're doing, is you're reversing things.
And I mean, I'm sure most people, what they care about is how they feel, obviously. So, I mean, you know, from what I understand, the track record of using this technique is quite good as far as success rates are concerned. But if you were to follow it with, let's say, imaging, would you actually see that disc returning back to its spot on follow-up imaging?
Yes. They've done clinical studies where they've had before and after MRIs, and they've shown the disc restored to normal with the post-imaging.
Wow. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, a good way to describe it is if you look at the disc like a sponge even. You know, I used the jelly donut example, but a nice, healthy sponge filled with water. It's nice and full
yep.
and thick. And if you don't have any water in there anymore, now you have a dry, brittled-out sponge.
Right.
That's what degenerative disc disease is.
Yep.
So this will bring the fluids back into the sponge, and reinflate it.
It's amazing. So what about people who have already had like some type of surgical procedure on their back where, you know, maybe there's been something, somebody's gone in there and done some surgery and they're still having problems? I mean, you said you work with failed back surgery, so having a previous procedure on your back doesn't exclude you from being a good candidate for using this.
Unless you have a lot of hardware that's been put in. And what I
okay.
mean is a lot of,
like
a fusions. Lot of screws, yeah, fusion type
okay.
surgery where there's nothing left there to work with anymore.
Right. So you can't really distract, and there's no more disc to really work with.
Right. A lot of people have what are called laminectomies where they're cutting out some bone, they're cutting away pieces of bone and removing some disc, but there's still a lot there to work with.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it creates a lot of scar tissue, too, that can wrap around the nerve.
So, all right, I think we got to take a quick break, but I got some more questions for you, and I think they're good questions because I want people to understand, you know, to understand the experience. I mean, what does it feel like? What does this machine look like? I mean, what is it like to be hooked up to it, and what does it feel like? And I want to know why it's different than other forms of traction and stuff that haven't gotten this kind of result in the past. So when we come back from the break, we're going to cover those topics. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back in just a minute.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call 301-530-0800.
Did you know the average American consumes 135 pounds of sugar a year? Get the lowdown on sugar and the natural support of GlucoCare from Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. GlucoCare has been clinically proven to maintain blood sugar levels within normal range. It also supports normal triglycerides and cholesterol levels and normally functioning cells of the pancreas. Get the lowdown on sugar and reach for all-natural GlucoCare by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Cold Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Cold is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Cold Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Cold. Available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This wintry season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Ever wish you had a healthy living coach? Well, you do. Village Green Apothecary has 45 trained professionals who are here to help you, including pharmacist, nutritionist, an herbalist, and naturopath. They take the time to really know you and give you a customized solution to your healthcare needs. From vitamins and minerals to compounded prescriptions, they have the personalized answers you need to create your healthy lifestyle. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call 301-530-0800.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by The Village Green. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thanks for being with me today. Don't forget, my wonderful co-host will return next week, Dana Lake. Don't forget to miss her show. She's always got great information. She is just such a wonderful resource, been practicing holistic nutrition in this area for probably 30 years, and is really, really just a great resource. So don't miss her shows. And then in 2 weeks, I'm back on with Jordan Rubin, and I promoted at the beginning of the show. It's going to be an interesting show. He's the guy who founded Garden of Life Supplements, which is a pretty popular retail supplement brand. So he's always got a lot of really interesting things to say. His shows, I had him on once before, and I mean, I don't really get much words in edgewise, which is fine because he's got so much stuff to cover. So it's usually a pretty interesting show. So don't forget to tune in to that one. Today I've had Dr. Avram Weinberg on the phone. He's a chiropractor with over 25 years of experience here in Rockville, Maryland, doing some really fascinating work with spinal decompression for the relief of back pain, non-surgical relief of back pain. And, you know, I mean, if anybody's listening, I think they can tell how excited I am about it, because there are so many people that have such back pain issues. In my office in Annapolis, I do some work with a rheumatologist, and they see a lot of chronic pain people. And a lot of these people are dealing with low back pain issues, their failed back surgery issues, and just so many people that I meet at neighborhood barbecues, you know, relatives, friends of friends. Back pain is such a huge issue for people, and the options that they're given are usually not great. We've talked about them. Dr. Weinberg outlined them all. He talked about medications, anti-inflammatories, pain medications, epidural shots, physical therapy, and surgery. Time-consuming, sometimes not all that effective, some dangerous potential side effects, risks associated with surgery. And back pain is debilitating to people, totally debilitating. It keeps people from playing golf, like Dr. Weinberg talked about, from engaging in tennis, from picking up their grandkids, from staying in shape and exercising. So it becomes a really vicious cycle, and having a truly effective non-surgical technique for dealing with serious back pain issues. We're talking about herniated discs, spinal stenosis, arthritis, the major, major issues that people are reporting to their doctors for back pain, I think is just huge and revolutionary. So, Dr. Weinberg, give out your number and your clinic name again, because anybody listening needs to write it down for a friend or family member of themselves, because they're going to run into somebody with back pain issues.
Okay. We're called Health Source Progressive Rehab of Rockville, Maryland, and the phone number is 301-231-5055. And I can also give our website, because there's actually a short video that shows exactly how non-surgical spinal decompression works. So a lot of times a picture, you know, paints 1,000 words there. But
yeah, what's that?
It's www.healthsourceofrockville.com.
Okay.
Health Source of Rockville, all one word there.
Okay, great. And so in this segment, last segment we talked a little bit, you explained sort of what's happening in this process, which is amazing, where this decompression actually, you know, for lack of a, you know, for a simple explanation, it pretty much sucks the disc back into place. So it relieves the pressure on the nerves and helps restore that disc to more normal function in the spinal cord. And what is just fantastic to me is not only are people getting out of pain and reporting feeling better, but as you mentioned, studies that have been done, repeat MRI, show the disc actually returning to its normal spot, which is, you know, you're reversing the primary issue that caused the pain, which is absolutely phenomenal. What I want you to explain in the next couple minutes is maybe help people understand what to expect if they're going to come in and do this kind of treatment. How many times do they have to come in? How long do the treatments last? Does it hurt at first when they're getting, you know, when they're hooked up to the machine? You know, what is it? Well, explain the process.
Well, basically, when a patient comes in, we offer a consultation at no charge to our patients, to our prospective patients. And the reason we do that is we want to make sure that the person has the right type of condition and that we can truly help them. We don't want to, you know, waste their time if they're not a good candidate for the treatment. So when they come in, they sit down with me and I go through their history. I review any films that they have, MRIs, X-rays, etc., and we'll discuss their problem and just make sure that they're in the right place, first of all, because if they're not in the right place, then I'll try to send them to the right place. But the bottom line is that we want to make sure that they can be helped with this particular treatment.
Yeah, nobody wins when there's poor outcomes. Not the patient, not the doctor. Nobody wins.
Exactly. And then assuming they are in the, that they do have the right type of condition that we can treat, then I will go through point by point exactly how the treatment works, what our goals are, how many treatments I think they'll need based on their particular condition, the frequency, what else do we need to do to ensure that there's complete healing being done. We do another type of treatment called Class 4 Deep Tissue Laser, which is a very advanced treatment. It's painless, very safe, and it doesn't cut or burn or anything. And we use that for helping to heal up the disc and heal up the nerve root. So, you know, we make a decision if that is an appropriate treatment to be used in conjunction with the non-surgical spinal decompression. But it's basically a combined effect to get them better.
So basically each person will sort of have a treatment plan custom tailored to them regarding how many times they need to come in and what else ancillary treatments need to be done in order to make it effective.
Yeah, it's individualized to the patient's condition.
Okay. So why does, I mean, I think people have generally heard of traction as being a form of dealing with back pain, sort of this decompression or sort of stretching of the spine. You know, they sell those inversion machines for traction, and, you know, everybody knows about, heard of people who have gone into the hospital and ended up in traction for back issues, you know, but they don't really notoriously have a great history of being effective for dealing with serious back issues. How is this different than traditional traction? I mean, what's the magic secret here that's actually allowing the disc to return to its normal spot and get sucked back up into the spine? I mean, this is, you know, pretty revolutionary stuff as far as helping with back pain issues is concerned.
Yes. Well, we used to have traction here. We got rid of it for that exact reason that you described. It just wasn't very effective. And what we found with traction and what studies have shown is that conventional traction just involves a simple mechanical stretch. And it's usually a very strong, powerful force that's applied to the spine when you're laying on a traction machine. And what that causes is what's called paravertebral muscle recruitment, which actually causes, the end result of that is an increase in interdiscal pressure. So we were talking before about this pressure buildup occurring inside the disc and forcing everything out. Well, all that mechanical traction is really able to do is open up your spine a little bit, pull your spine apart, and what happens is because the way the force is applied, the body recruits the surrounding muscles, the paravertebral muscles, and those muscles start to kind of fight what the traction is doing. And the way they fight is they tighten up. And when they tighten up around the spine, and they actually compress the spine more. So there's many, many people that get worse from traction. The very best that seems to happen is the person will feel better for about an hour or so, but then they're back into a gravity situation where they're walking and standing, and their spine just reverts back to what it was. It opens up temporarily and then closes, but there's never a decompression effect. There's never that negative vacuum effect that occurs with conventional traction. The inversion tables, which I like, those are the ones where you hang upside down.
Yeah.
All that those do is you hang upside down, and it takes the weight of your body off your spine temporarily, and then you'll feel better for a little bit. So I do like those as something somebody can use at night, you know, as far as temporary pain relief versus taking a drug. But same thing, once they're back into gravity, they're right back to where they started. It never fixes anything.
So how does the technique you're using create better results? I mean, is it gentler traction? Is it pulse traction? I mean, what is it doing that it's allowing to create this negative vacuum to get the disc back into place that other traction isn't doing?
Well, it applies pressure on the disc in a proprietary graduated manner, which bypasses these inherent neurological mechanisms that lead to the firing of stretch receptors in the paravertebral muscles.
Okay, so that was a good fancy way of saying it does it gently or smartly enough that you don't get the reflex spasm of the muscle when you try and just forcefully pull the things apart.
Right.
Right.
If I was sitting next to a person and I grabbed their arm and I pulled it, okay, even if I didn't pull it super hard, but I pulled it, the muscles of that arm of the other person, their instinct would be to pull back, to resist me from pulling them. That's what traction does.
Gotcha.
With decompression, the muscles don't recruit.
Gotcha.
Muscles stay passive.
So it's a way of sort of just bypassing that aspect so you don't get that reflex constriction.
Exactly. And
okay.
Then when you're able to bypass that, this decreased resistance to the distractive forces, that allows a marked reduction to occur in the interdiscal pressure.
Yep.
So then you can actually create decompression in the spine.
Okay, very interesting. Well, Dr. Weinberg, thank you so much for being on today. I mean, that was really just a lot of great information. One more time, just give out your clinic name and number for anybody interested.
Okay, I'd be more than glad to. It's Health Source Progressive Rehab of Rockville, and our phone number is 301-231-5055. And if anybody's having a problem, like I said, we offer our consultation at no charge to see if we can help you.
That's great. Well, thanks so much for being a resource in the community, and thanks for being on the show today. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to be covering some really hot topics in the news right now. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss out on what's going on, because there are some things in your household that you need to think about getting rid of based on some new evidence coming out through the FDA. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we'll be back right after this break.
You've been listening to the Essentials of Healthy Living show, so isn't it time you visited the store that brought you this great program? At Village Green Apothecary, you can find all the products you need to support your healthy lifestyle. They have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Best of all, they'll give you the kind of personalized service you just won't get at a chain drugstore. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or call 301-530-0800.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you one of the 100 million Americans who suffer from digestive difficulties? Often poor digestion is caused by an imbalance in the intestinal bacteria. The solution for enhanced digestion, enhanced health, and enhanced immunity is Gerodophilus EPS. Gero's enhanced probiotic system is enteric-coated and able to deliver up to 200 times more of its 8 strains of beneficial bacteria directly to the intestines in a vegetarian capsule. Ask for Gerodophilus EPS at your local health food store or go to Gero.com. That's Jarrow for the best in probiotic supplements.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials or stream it live over the internet by going to www.money1260.com. I hope you guys enjoyed the beginning part of the show today. I really am a huge advocate of this spinal decompression. I've seen it do wonderful things for patients in my own practice, and as I mentioned, colleagues of mine that are physicians. It's just not many people know about it. There's really not a lot of doctors doing it. These machines cost an exorbitant amount of money for the chiropractors to bring them into their offices. So there's, maybe 10 or 12 people in the entire state that have these machines. So there's not a huge amount of awareness about it, but I hope this brings it to some people's awareness. And it's definitely something to think about using if you're having back pain issues. So hopefully the show will help somebody. What I want to cover in this last few minutes of the show, we got about 7 minutes left, is some stuff related to what's hot in the news right now. Now, about a month or 6 weeks ago, I did a radio show just totally harping on what's going on with the Avandia study, which is this type 2 diabetes drug put out by GlaxoSmithKline. And it turns out that it significantly increases the rate of heart attack in people who are using it. And the big controversy basically was that GlaxoSmithKline had been burying a lot of this information, had been doing a lot of unethical things to hide the information from doctors and from the public. And God knows how many countless people died of heart attacks from using this medication. And the scandal, or I guess the controversy, just rages on. The FDA is, now all of a sudden backpedaling and saying, oh, maybe we should look into it a little bit more. Of course, the FDA is notorious for, recently, they're sort of cracking down on this, but is notorious for being lenient on drug companies with passing medications. And, there's a lot of scrutiny because a lot of people who work for the FDA used to work for pharmaceutical companies or leave the FDA and go to work for some pharmaceutical companies. So there is been a growing concern about how well the FDA is actually doing in regulating pharmaceutical companies and the safety of the drugs that they're putting out. And I mean, this is no conspiracy theory. This is, pretty much out there amongst everyone discussing this issue, even within the agency of the FDA. So, now the FDA has basically been doing this Avandia safety study where they've been looking at people taking Avandia and looking at people taking its competitor, which is a drug that has not been associated with causing any kind of heart disease. And what they're actually thinking now about halting the study because they think it's unethical. There's enough proof, or they're finding enough proof, that Avandia creates a significant enough risk. How could you ethically continue to put people on it or leave people on it when we have pretty much already clearly established that there's a safer drug out there? That's sort of what's big in the news right now with what's going on with Avandia. They're just thinking about killing that study, which pretty much means if they kill that study, they're pretty much means they're going to be pulling that drug off the market, which I don't think would be a bad thing considering what research we've been seeing about it. So, you know, just a really interesting one. If you're out there and you've been prescribed Avandia, or you know somebody that has, you know, I mean, really need to be taking a second look at that. There's enough going on in the news right now that hopefully most doctors are pulling their patients off of it or switching them to something else that's a little bit more appropriate with less risk of side effects. The other thing that I want to get into is some breaking news that came out, I think it was last week, on a compound that's called triclosan. Now, triclosan is the most common ingredient that's used in antibacterial soaps. Now, what's interesting is that it's not just in soaps. I mean, right now you find triclosan in anything that's antibacterial. Dishwashing liquids, shaving gels, clothing like socks, a lot of antibacterial socks, workout clothes. What's really scary is we're seeing a lot of its use in toys, children's toys. Everybody has this obsession with wanting everything to be completely bacteria free. And, you know, although washing hands and good hygiene and all that stuff is important, this obsession of having everything be antibacterial and killing every bacteria on every surface is, to me, absolutely ridiculous. Research actually shows that the more bacteria you're exposed to, the more well-balanced your immune system is. So, and what's even more ridiculous, right, is that 5 years ago, the FDA proved, right, they proved through rigorous scientific studies that washing your hands with antibacterial soap had no greater benefit than washing your hands with regular soap. So it has nothing to do with this antibacterial agent in the soap, but it has everything to do with the actual process of washing your hands with a surfactant, which basically just helps the bacteria or viruses to prevent from sticking to your skin. So these antibacterial soaps that are everywhere, all these kids' soaps, right, the ones that are marketed with the little fish on them or that play a little music when you pump the top of it so that your kids know how long to wash their hands, or that smell really good like bubble gum, all of them are antibacterial based. They all contain this ingredient, triclosan. It's so prevalent that the FDA found 75% of our population excretes triclosan in the urine. So it's in every, 75% of Americans have this stuff in their bodies in high enough amounts that when they urinate, it just comes out in the urine. Now, the reason why this is an issue here is because now they're reevaluating its safety. And basically what they're finding is that triclosan is a endocrine disruptor, which means it disrupts that very, very delicate endocrine system of your body that manages all of your hormones. This is your endocrine system manages your thyroid hormone, your sex hormones, estrogen, testosterone. It manages insulin, all of the endocrine system of your body. This is a very, very delicate system, and we're getting clear evidence that triclosan is an endocrine disruptor. When you really start looking at the research on it, what's pretty scary, especially in the work that I do, because I do a lot of work with people with thyroid problems, is that triclosan specifically has some impact on the thyroid gland because of its similarity and structure to thyroid hormone. So, this is my call to you, and I've made this call before in previous shows that I've done, to get all of these antibacterial products out of your house. Clean your house with naturally based products. Use naturally based soaps. These antibacterial ingredients do not give you any health benefits and, in fact, may be harming you. The other place where you need to get it out is it's in a lot of toothpaste, which a lot of people are actually swallowing small amounts of. So anyway, there's my rant and rave. That's what's happening in the news. That's what's happening on today's show. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Hope you got something out of it. Don't forget to tune in next week for Dana Lake Show. And in 2 weeks, I'll have Jordan Rubin on, which should be a really interesting show. So this has been Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and I will talk to you all in a couple weeks.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBulardi from Metagenetics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for a healthy intestinal function. ProBulardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora.
Probolardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Village Green Apothecary is not just another drugstore. They're your resource for all the essentials of healthy living. Those special, hard-to-find products that can take you from merely surviving to truly thriving. At Village Green, they've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. And with over 10,000 products in stock, they have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to body care products and books. Visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call them at 301-530-0800. Village Green Apothecary. Come in and see them soon.
Some Washington students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why 23% of them aren't graduating. But with a boost from you, 100% of them will have a better chance to make it to graduation. Go to boostup.org to find out how to give the high school students in your community the boost they need to make it through. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The station that makes sense. This is 1260.
WW.